So you wrote a story that basically says everything we know about the teacher shortage is wrong. So before you answer the question of whether there is or is not a teacher shortage, could you give a little bit of a background of why this issue is at the forefront right now?
Sure. We've been seeing a lot of different data come out about, you know, difficulty in hiring and college enrollment and state teacher licenses, and a lot of it just didn't check out to me. It made me kind of skeptical, and so I wanted to kind of dig into the numbers for myself and see what's true, what's not, what's misleading, what's changing, and kind of help set the record straight a little bit about what's actually going on and kind of revealing that it's a much more complicated problem than I think anybody, you know, really wanted to get into at the time.
In the story, you talk about Greensburg schools and Zionville schools. Now, each of them are facing a different kind of shortage. Explain what those are and how that fits into the overall narrative.
Yeah, so part of the nuance of the story is that, you know, no district is necessarily immune from difficulty in hiring. That's true in different subjects for different teachers, for districts all across the country. But in Greensburg, I think they were having a particularly hard time. I know that they had to hire a lot later in the year than they would have felt comfortable. They had more open positions and far fewer applicants. Whereas in Zionsville, they also had a bit of a harder time hiring, but their superintendent thought it had more to do with the way that Indiana has its school calendar and how different districts are kind of set at different points throughout the year, and that was changing things. And so I think they were dealing with parallel issues, but for perhaps different reasons. You know, it's hard to compare them directly on their face, but ultimately I think what they're seeing is the result of longer trends and, you know, other economic forces at play, not just something new this year.
You reported on some federal data that shows the teaching force in Indiana hasn't changed in about 10 years. Explain what that means.
Yeah, so that's data from the National Center for Education Statistics, and they're looking at the entire teaching force, not licenses, just individuals, and how that's changed from selected years. When you look at those numbers and when you plot those on a graph, it's pretty flat. I mean, the total number of teachers in the state, at least, hasn't shifted wildly over that time, and that's pretty much in line with what we know about a lot of states.
So now for the big question. Based on the reporting you've done, is there or is there not a teacher shortage, or are we still unsure?
I think that based on some of the researchers I spoke with who are both you know, leading researchers in their fields on teacher labor force, they are certainly skeptical that there is a true economic shortage, that the number of teachers is not enough to meet the number of jobs available. However, they both said that there are more complicated issues at play. Both, you know, we have to take into account just economic times. You know, also recruiting-wise, I learned that only about one-fifth of all new teachers hired are, you know, coming fresh from college. So, you know, we have to take into account it's not just asking colleges to produce more teachers. There are plenty of teachers coming back into the workforce, you know, for any number of reasons. So this isn't just a recruitment issue. Part of this is on retention and keeping the teachers that we have, and that's where the working conditions come into play. So, I mean, I think as far as the actual definition of a shortage, I would have to say no, that the data doesn't suggest that that's what's going on, but it's more a mismatch in what the skills are of the teachers we have and the skills required by the jobs that we have. And so that is just, I think that's just an issue worthy of talking about, as, you know, whether or not the amount of teachers is different or not.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.